Support for WVIK comes from Quad City Bank and Trust, with 5 Quad City locations, providing consumer and commercial banking as well as trust and asset management. More information at qcbt.bank.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening. My name is Ben Gujan with Quad City Arts, and welcome back to Talking Art, supported by Quad City Bank and Trust. Today, I'm thrilled to be talking art with two good friends of mine, Kelly and Estlyn Fagley, executive directors and co-founders of Fresh Films. And today we are here, we've had Fresh Films on before, but today we are here to talk about a really special project, a thing that you guys are building. Ooh. Tell me about it. What are you building?
What are we building?
we are building a $12 million multi-stage sound studio so we can bring film and TV productions so that you don't have to go to New York or LA to go shoot a TV series.
That's
right. We can bring the TV series here and employ actors, below the line film crew, so lighting techs, camera techs, sound techs, who else is on the film set, construction to build the sets and all that.
Wardrobe, catering, all the pieces.
That goes along with
all the pieces. Well, for our listeners who may not know, what's a soundstage?
Well, a soundstage is basically, you guys have seen Lord of the Rings. I'm sure most of your viewers have probably seen Lord of the Rings. In Lord of the Rings, they have these beautiful backdrops, and the helicopter shots are amazing.
Yeah.
But as soon as they walk into the, the hall or to whatever, that's a soundstage. That means that everything in there is actually supported inside of a larger box, and they build it all inside of a larger box. And that's what a soundstage does. So they can light that, they can control the elements in the environment, they can control the sound, and it allows them to shoot over an 8-hour period, and they can do it quicker and faster and control the lighting and get consistency.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like I also think of like an old 80s sitcom.
Exactly.
They're all
on a set. All shot on soundstage.
Or even Friends or Seinfeld or the rest of them, right?
They're not
going into a real New York apartment, right? They're building a 3-walled apartment with couches and props that are staged and all the lights that are there. And, if they're walking from Joey to Monica's apartment, they're just literally going, 4 feet.
And what's great about that is that show, their apartments were gigantic for New York.
Yes, they were. Well, so you guys are going to build a soundstage in the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's
really
amazing.
Cool.
How cool is that? So how did this all come about? What's the vision? What's the plan?
It's a great question.
So the Illinois Film Office is on a tear, and they, in a good way, and they are really working hard to attract the growing number of productions. There's productions that are leaving LA because the costs are really high, and they're going to other places in the country. And they go to other places in the country, like the state of Illinois, because there's an incentive for them to come here. And so the state of Illinois has one of the best incentives in the entire country to bring TV and film productions here. And the reason they want them here is they spend a lot of money and they employ a lot of people.
Right.
And so in Chicago is where most of the sound stages are at, and they're at capacity. And so a few years ago, Peter Hawley, the director of the Illinois Film Office, worked with the Congress and worked with the Senate to pass this was probably 6 years ago, to solve one of the issues to get more productions here, which is to train more entry-level talent, because you need to employ talent. You don't want to import all your talent, right?
Right.
So to hire local talent. And then a few years ago, they realized the other problem is they don't have enough stages. Chicago's at capacity, and there's not a lot of open land in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so they did a grant to help build stages outside of Chicago. And so we heard about this in late 2023. Peter, whose actually family is from Bettendorf, was like, Western Illinois should apply, Rock Island should apply. And so Estlyn and I got really excited, rallied some folks in the community, and people were really excited. And as we said, okay, well, who's going to write the grant? There was a little bit of silence, and Estlyn and I said, you know what? We'll do this. Like, we want this for the community. This isn't about Fresh Films. This is about All Boats Rising. Like, what a huge opportunity to bring an industry, a new industry here. And Esalen went to Augustana, and so was here in the early 90s, like saw some of the ups and downs of Rock Island. We mm-hmm. moved back a decade ago in 2016, and there's been sort of, you know, you've seen the district go up and down, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of for rent signs in places, right?
Yeah, I've only seen the district down as a newcomer. Right. You know, I've heard about the heyday of the district and downtown, but I have never seen that.
Mm-hmm. And I just, it's just amazing, right? And people come here, we came here and we're like, oh my God, there's so much potential here. There's so much opportunity when we came here a decade ago. The houses are beautiful. Yeah. You've got the river is beautiful. The cost center is affordable, and sort of like, and so as we have made films here, we're like, okay, we could see Hollywood coming here, right? But they won't come here for more than a few days. Right. They'll do exteriors here, right? Sure. So we always tell the story, like up in Dyersville, they NBC went, they did the New Field of Dreams series. They went for 5 or 8 days, filmed all the exteriors, and then left and went to Vancouver to do the sound stages. So the whole crew moves, and we're like, you could do that and come here, right? You could film farm, you know, the HBO show Somebody Somewhere is shot on a farm in Lockport for rural Kansas. You could be in...
I just have to say that is one of my favorite shows of the last decade.
Oh, great. Well, like, there you go.
Yeah,
so, if you haven't watched it yet, Somebody Somewhere.
So I guess, like, if you close your eyes and imagine, except for anyone who's driving, don't close your eyes and imagine. But, like, the stage... Okay. will be 40 feet tall. They've got, you know, they say to the grid, which is where the lighting are. They can build a 2-story house inside, right?
That's
and
amazing.
Bring a TV series or film here. And then all the folks who work at the Vibrant setting up for the Luke Bryant concert or at the Adler setting up for a comedian can be employed on a much longer term basis. Like when we were on the film this summer, right? Like they're working 3-4 weeks for a little baby film, but 3-4 months for
we shot on location here,
For a series.
Well, and that was something that really surprised me is I hadn't just been in the circles of like the IATSE like crew world here town. Like I knew there were the people that worked at the Adler, but like talking with some of the crew on the set and like working at those concerts at the Vibrant and things. But those aren't every day. You know, you get those jobs when they happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to bring something in that's going to have some consistent employment and consistent need for for people.
Right.
Like that's gonna be fantastic.
Well, and most of the IATSE is, for listeners, I guess, the International Alliance of Television and...
the stage.
Theatrical stage. Oh, man.
Electricians?
Yeah. No, now we have to look it up.
Union.
Anyway, but...
isn't stagehands, I think.
Well, anyway, so it's the union that employs.
It's the production crew union.
Correct. Sorry. Wow, I go to do an acronym and then I can't finish it. But
don't worry about it.
They pick up a significant amount of their work to create full-time work by going to Chicago and helping with events there.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to if you were doing that, right, to not have to travel to Chicago 2/3 of your year, right, to be able to work 100% here in the Quad Cities.
Well, and I want to kind of go back to, I know you were talking earlier about the tax credits.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, part of those tax credits involve, like, we are only bringing in a certain percentage of employment from outside the region.
Mm-hmm.
And for filmmakers to get those tax credits, they have to hire local.
Right.
Correct.
Which is amazing and is also where Fresh Films comes in.
Yes.
Because you are training that local talent.
Correct. I mean, I think what a lot of people think about the studio, they think, like, you know, how's Fresh Films involved in it? What's great for us and why we stepped in and did it is it gives you a state-of-the-art facility where we can, first of all, when the studio is not being used by professional crews, actually help and train filmmakers to be ready for that level. The other thing is when professional crews come in, we can actually place our filmmakers onto those stages, which is really exciting.
Right.
So that's really the big deal as to why we got involved in this in the first place. So I mean, that's the exciting part about it. I mean, there's so much excitement about it. And just to be able to get involved in something like this where it changes the community. I think one of the really fun things that's been brought up by people along the way, they're like, and I've actually been in around the Quad Cities for about 30 some years, because I did graduate from Augustana College. So I have seen it. I've seen it on its lowest part, even when all the big product, even when all the company, the farm equipment companies left. I saw the very end of that.
Sure.
And saw how decimated this town was. And then it did have a bit of a comeback. And it was the Riverboat Casinos that sort of drove a little, drove excitement back into the downtowns and drove some excitement there. And then, over the last few years, that excitement has gone down again. And some people are comparing what we're doing here to driving some of the excitement that was brought by the Riverboat Casinos, which is fun.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're really excited about, to be part of that. Also, too, the world is changing. The creative economy is changing. I mean, guys like you, Ben, you're here in this. You're a creative person. You know, social media is exploding. People are doing it. It's a huge, huge piece. And to have something where they can produce and do that type of projects and have that creative economy here, that's exciting. So that's what's exciting about the studio space in many ways.
Well, it makes me think of, and this is, I know some people think of this as like a dirty word, but when neighborhoods gentrify, and like when I lived in New York, I lived in Harlem and was kind of at the front edge of Harlem's gentrification. Like, we were some of the first people that were moving in there that were different from the original population.
Right.
And it's, you know, I see downtown Rock Island and like, I work down there. I am there every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, it's for rent signs, it's empty buildings, it feels very dead.
Yeah.
But what you see in the stories you hear time after time with gentrification is those dead areas, then creatives come in. And they start making a neighborhood, and they start making art and making film and making whatever in those spaces. And then that brings people, because people are attracted to that creativity. They're attracted to the kind of neighborhoods that those creatives make. I would love to see that happen in downtown Rock Island.
Yeah. I mean, Bucktown, Chicago had many of those experiences. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they were rugged. When we were in there, they were rugged. And to watch them change. And now it's like you go there and it's just a whole different world.
Yeah. I don't think we wanted to go as far as maybe some neighborhoods where then you get all the chain, you know, stores.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go probably that far.
Here.
But I think it'll be the good of it. Like, for example, you know, the Broadway District, right there, right nearby. I mean, all these beautiful homes that honestly creative people come in and they go, I can buy that for what? And I can live here and I can pick up hopefully the train when it comes in and go back to Chicago if I need work, or go here. I can hear working in the studio space.
Yeah.
They're going to stay. They're going to buy. So that's exciting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm hesitant to say former, because as an actor, you're never really retired.
No, no. You just acted four months ago. Yeah.
Well, I did. But it's like, I'm not actively pursuing work. You know, it's exciting to have something like this coming in.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, because those productions, you know, and as part of that tax credit and the hiring local, like, what is it? Like, we can only hire these many, like, top-of-the-call-sheet talent, and then we've also got to hire other local talent.
Yeah. So, here, we'll give, again, the visualization. So, a lot of people watch The Bear on Hulu, right? They buy 153 lunches a day. That's how big their crew is, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on that set, and this is actors, sure. The director, the writer may be there sometimes, but not that often, right? But this is set construction. So construction workers who are building the sets, and painters who are painting the sets, and drivers who are driving people to and from, and production accountants, and lighting riggers, and, you know,
medical. Really, it's all of it. I think I think what's the number? It's like a studio creates seven times as much output. What's the number on that one?
Yeah, so there's 153 people working a day, right?
Yeah.
And of the talent that's on the set, there's probably in the state of Illinois, you can have 13 non-locals, right? So the other 140 are people from the state of Illinois, right? So these are jobs for people. And here in the Quad Cities, there's actually a fairly large union base. It's the second largest in the state of Illinois. So there is a base.
I did not know that.
I know. And I think it's because we have a pretty big, we have a, you know, the, okay, the Vibrant's not as big as the Unite Center, but it's a pretty big venue. We've had some really big acts come through.
You have the Vibrant. You have
the Adler.
The Adler. You have the Capitol Theater. You have so many theaters that have popped up.
And in the Quad Cities, think about this, right? So you think about art, right? All the scenes are here, right? You've got a music scene here. Mm-hmm. You've got a pretty robust art scene. You've got some really good museums here. The major art form that is missing here is film, although at the Last Picture House, right, they're inspiring viewing. But if we could be creating the art, not just viewing the art, that would be it, which is, I think, so much fun. And so then, to your point, you have artists who...
But then I think it's the job glow, too. I mean, the job glow that's created around the studio. I mean, a lot of people think of it. Even the construction, that's great, but it's like... There are jobs all around. The studio creates jobs around it. So basically catering, all of that.
So we were just looking at this yesterday. So if you have a, whatever, The Bear is a $30 million production, which is sort of the upper level that we might get here, anywhere from like a $5 to $30 million production. 63% of the spend is not on crew. It's on energy and transportation and hotels and catering and the supplies. When they build the sets, they're not trucking in plywood. They're buying it at
they're
Menards
going to Menards.
And Lowe's,
right?
And so it incentivizes also in the tax credit from the state of Illinois, purchasing of all the catering and the supplies and everything on, you know, to enable that part, you know, I can't talk. On a podcast, I can't talk, but like, so all the supplies are also bought locally, right? So it inspires businesses. And then we saw this in our itty bitty little movie this past summer. People get off work. They don't sit in their hotel rooms or just sit, you know, on the stage and wait. They went to the Figgy. They went to the Putnam. They went to see a baseball game at Modern Woodman. They went to both sides of the river to eat dinner and have a beer.
They go to grocery stores. It's the simple stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's also why we want to build a studio where we want to build it, right? Which is downtown Rock Island. That's right. thank you, Kelly. Which is downtown Rock Island, because what's going to happen is people get off work, they're done.
Right.
We're going to, before they go to town, they're going to go downtown, they're going to have something to eat, they're going to have, they can walk right off the soundstage and do their thing, which is tremendous.
Well, and that's one of those things, like, as I've looked at downtown Rock Island, that is, to me, feels like a missing piece down there are those anchor pieces. You don't have your large-scale department store or your big pharmacy or your grocery store that are bringing people. And like,
that's true.
You can put all the small businesses in there you want, but if there are not those anchor populations in a downtown, like, there's not the bodies there to sustain it.
You got it.
Like, I'm not going to directly go down there. And like, you guys are creating a whole industry in the Quad Cities where there is not one.
Yeah.
Like, there are bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Yes.
But you guys, how can people help?
Well, so it's interesting. Oh, I'm going to rally on your, because it's funny, because we are building a building, but we've been saying, you know what? It's not just a building. It is an industry.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have to raise essentially $3 million in the next month and a half, which is the gap. We have everything raised. We have almost $9 million of the $12 million we need in order to break ground and start to bring this project to fruition, right? And so we, as soon as we break down, we know what our opening date will be, right? And then we know when we can approach productions to come in. And you know, we've been training young people for over 20 years, 10 years in the Quad Cities. The number of young people who leave here and have to go somewhere else drives us bananas.
Right.
And so if we can import the job opportunities, which is the productions, and employ the young people and other not so young people like ourselves, just employ people here locally. Like it's so cool. And then you're right. And then all the cool stuff happening downtown Rock Island as Ribco reopens, like there's a population that is now working within close proximity. Right.
Yeah.
So That's what I think is so fun about this. So how can they get involved? They have to go to freshfilms.org, go to the studio page, reach out. Yeah. I mean, they can reach out to me. My email's right on the website. Let me know how you want to help.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I think there's a million ways that this is going to be beneficial to the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, having worked with you on your little film last summer, which was very exciting.
Which, by the way, is premiering Alternating Currents August 15th.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. What's the film?
Well, it is Groundhog Gary, Six More Weeks. We'll talk more about that one, but I just want to throw that out there. But yeah, but you're right. A little film like that, we're not talking hundreds of millions of dollars. We're talking less than $1 million. But what it brought to the community was more jobs. We had to rent a location. We rented a location at the church up there.
Yeah.
We had to get meals. We had to get all of the things. It was a mini version of what we were doing. So you put literally $500,000 into the community where people are buying, where you're employing actors, where all of those things are going on. And that's, mine's just microcosmic. It was three weeks. You're talking about this thing could be doing stuff for months of that type of level and higher,
right?
Which is exciting.
Well, that brings me, because I wonder, and we've got a few minutes left, is this a if you build it, they will come situation, to go back to the Dyersville reference?
I think the answer, to be totally honest, is no. If we build it, we have to sell it, just like any other thing. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think people, but there's such a cool story here. There's a lot of cool weird about this place, right? The 16mm camera was invented here.
What, are you kidding me?
No.
Blues Brothers didn't know that. From here.
I've never heard that
Rock
one.
Island.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the AMC Theater started here.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin has some, there's some background here. We've got beautiful river and beautiful farmland. There's a lot here. The cost
We've got a military base here that's very much at one point was really trying to get us to, you know, collaborate there and create stuff there as well.
Right.
So that's really unique have that as well.
So I think, yes, we're going to have to share with people. We're going to have to get over the, like, where is this at? But I think once people come here, and it happened, we saw it this summer in a small way. The few people we had from out of town came here and they're like, this is really cool. And then they saw housing price and went, wait, what? And the price of a beer, and they went, wait, what? It's how much in New York, right?
But I
do think we will have to sell them on the region, but that's okay. Once they come here, it's like you and us. Right. They don't leave.
But you mean you do have filmmakers that live here, and big filmmakers, the guys from The Quiet Place are here.
Yeah.
They live here. And they go and shoot someplace else. Well, let's get them shooting here.
Right, right.
There's a brother-sister team that actually went to Rocky, and they make a show called School Spirits.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they shoot out in Vancouver. We'd love to get them here. So there's a lot of possibilities, which is exciting.
Yeah. Are we going to get a Marvel movie? I don't think so.
No.
That's okay, though. We don't want, but we're going to get...
Marvel's dying. Marvel's dying.
Why did you just say that on the air?
I did. It is. You look at their numbers.
Yeah.
People are saturated with superheroes.
So we'll do really cool farm-based, river-based, historic.
Yeah.
We could shoot the series Fargo here without anything that's in the 20s, 30s. You change the cars out on all the historic areas, and you've got a historic drama. It would be amazing.
And the tax incentives just make it logical.
Right.
I mean, you're bordering on certain things, close to shooting for what it costs in Canada.
Yeah.
It's great.
So the tax incentive now in the state is 40%. So for the producers, they spend $10 million, they get $4 million back. Everyone kind of freaks out, like, oh, we're giving all this tax money. But the state did a study. $7 comes back into the community for every dollar they spend.
They don't give
the producer a dollar back, but the community gets $7. And so it's really, again, this all boats rise. Like, all of us can benefit from the jobs, the supplies that are being bought. Let's envision 5 years from now, there would be 10 huge productions at minimum that have come through here. Maybe there's another hotel in downtown Rock Island. Maybe there's a lot less storefronts that have for rent, right? There's more restaurants, there's more businesses, there's more foot traffic.
Yeah.
There's people that are employed in here. You know, I think it's just...
Maybe we wrangle a Trader Joe's finally into the area.
That's something.
Anyway. There's plenty of space for it.
Anyway, so, yeah. Or just, I don't know, does energy come through audio?
It does. It totally does. And I can feel it from you, and I am excited about it. Yeah. Like, yes. As someone who, you know, who moved here and basically kind of had to... in a front and center way, put aside my career, which was, you know, almost 100% in the film and television industry.
Right.
Like, this is very exciting.
Right.
Yes.
That's another show that could be here, right? The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's right.
Could easily have been here, right?
That's right. That's right. It's very non-New York.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what we're seeing a trend of is people moving back here.
Yeah.
Right? That are from here or from the area and they want to be close to family. And so the more that we can inspire an industry and even more jobs, you have people that have roots in the Quad Cities that want to come back and make making this a great place to live and stay as opposed to fly away with your with your brain. Right.
Right. So. Well, and I think, you know, one thing that I know we've talked about and I've talked about with many people kind of in the film scene is like, yes, we're trying to attract talent in with the studio and with the tax incentives, but you've also got to foster the local scene as well. And having this resource is going to do that because it's going to show fresh film kids or films in the Augie, kids in the Augie film department, or kids that do urban exposure with Azubuike.
Yep.
Like all those film programs in town are going to see like, oh, this is here. I can do this.
Yes.
Well, you know, versus it being something far away and,
imagine.
Oh, if I get lucky and the gods go ting, then I can be in the movies.
Right. Well, and you can be a creator and do your own projects and be part of a crew of a series or film, right? And people do this all the time in other markets. Why can't they do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a total freelance biz. Like, and the more opportunities you create to do that, the more people can actually piece it all together and make it work.
Yeah.
So we hope people want to get involved, that they'll really like it. We're going to do an event at some point this summer at the Halberg to introduce the community. We'll have to have you there.
Awesome. Yes, I would love to be there.
And so, and then we have to raise just a little bit of money.
Yeah. If you have money, give them money to make this happen and to help lift.
Studio
like
money.
We're here in Rock Island right now recording this. VIK is based out of Rock Island. Like this is an investment. It's not just in a sound studio. It's not just in fresh films. It's in the community.
Yeah. Oh,
it really
absolutely.
Is.
Yeah. Well, and even the little baby movie, right? In 3 weeks, we spent $62,000 on hotels for people, right?
Yeah.
And had all these young people from other states come in to see the community. That was some funny conversation. Students from California were like, "You have a basement? Can we see a basement?" They don't have any, just silly stuff, right? But then they're like, kind of enamored. Like, it's really pretty here, you know. And so it's just sort of interesting, right? But the hotel spend's all in Moline, right? This isn't Fresh Films, right? This is just down the street helping other
and the catering and all the other stuff.
Oh my gosh, so crazy. So anyway, we're excited. We want to make this happen. It's interesting. It's been because it's never happened. People are like, you know, like, oh, can this actually happen? Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're putting in a strip mall and people are like, oh, yeah, we'll invest in another strip mall. Right. But this is probably what the TBK ran into up in Bettendorf. Right.
Sure.
Like you think of what it when they were selling it
example.
In.
Yeah.
5-8 years ago, people probably were like, sports complex, why do we need that? And now it's so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're hoping we can do the same thing here. Like, little skepticism, like, is it going to work? We're like, believe it can work. And then all of a sudden, 5 years from now, you see there's so much business that it's created up there.
But I mean, the TDK is such a good example of what this can do, right? The TDK, they put it up there, all of a sudden, it starts to get all of this other traffic, all these other stores, all these other storefronts. You can imagine something like that sitting in the middle of Rock Island and how that will inspire a lot of that as well. So that's a perfect example of
but
what
not
this will
way
do.
Out.
But you're not way out in the middle of nowhere.
You're
putting
right here.
It right downtown. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great thing. I'm very excited for it. Thanks for being here today, Essling, Kelly. A pleasure to have you. Mm-hmm. For our listeners, go to www.freshfilms.org, where you can learn more about the campaign and find out how you can get involved. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks for doing this. Like, thanks for your belief and your investment in the Quad Cities and in Rock Island. It's incredible. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks once again to Quad City Bank and Trust and to my amazing producer, Mr. Josh Graves, over there on the mix. Couldn't do it without him. Once again, Ben Goujon, this was Talking Art. Mm-hmm.